Hello.
Hi, I guess I'm back. So we are now being recorded, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. At this time, I just want to inform everyone that the call is being recorded. Should you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time.
Thank you. Glenn, I'm going to ask you to do the roll call.
We have got Patrick Jones, myself, and myself. Then we have got Avery Doria, Leo Blair, Alistair Dixon, yourself, Marilyn, and Mike Rodenbach.
Sure.
Have I missed anybody?
So we are missing our colleague from England.
Victoria McKevedy.
Yes, okay.
And Greg Shatton.
And I'm sorry, I'm not online at the moment. Does Greg give an estimated time of arrival?
She said a few minutes late.
Okay, then what I think I'm going to do is use that time to just make sure that we all have a sense of the documents that we are going to try to address today. And I think one thing Greg may want to do before we end the call today is do a kind of a temperature, a thermometer assessment of where do we think we are in completing our work on each of the things we're still doing, what other external contacts do we need to make, and what additional drafting do we need to do on the areas of work that we're responsible for. The thing that comes to my mind that is most outstanding at this time, and I may have missed this, is the scheduling of an actual consultation with experts on IDN. Am I wrong on that?
I think you might be.
Oh, good.
Because we've already, I guess the whole working group has already had a consultation with experts on IDN. That was held on March 1st.
Right.
What I am doing is collecting some inputs that I'll then circulate in a format similar to what you guys already received over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
In the full, that was the template. And I have sections to add on the definition of character and single and two-character IDNs
mm-hmm.
that include some outreach with experts, but we have the potential to schedule a call with experts probably next week.
Right.
What I'm going to do is circulate my materials first, and then if there's a lot of questions or if there's a feeling among the subgroup that we get more value out of having a call, we could certainly do that.
Okay. That's what I wanted to just determine. Patrick, my sense on the timing, in order to just work backwards from the 10th, you're going to deliver your written work, as I understood it, and you would plan to have the experts sort of standing by in the event that people feel the need for a call? Is that the way you wanted to approach it?
I already have given Kerry the call-in details.
Yeah.
So that if he would be available, he could potentially call in to participate even in this call today.
Okay.
I left it up to him to decide that. And I wanted to, I guess, get a chance to give Greg that heads up, but that could be an option, but with all the other calls that have happened today, it's been a bit difficult. It's probably not going to happen today, but he could be available next week if we want to do I guess we'll decide today when our next call is going to be, and we could do an individual call with Kerry and other IDN experts if there's value in it.
Okay. Comments from anyone? On this, I have not... I'm afraid that tonight is my scheduled evening to look in detail at your work, Patrick, although I have glanced at it. Anyone else have thoughts on, right now, are you seeing the need for the consultation with experts to give Patrick more of a heads up, or do you want to wait until you've had a chance to see the full documentation?
I can say that I am pretty close to being able to circulate something within, if it doesn't happen today, it's going to happen tomorrow to the full subgroup.
Okay. Which means that by the time of our call, our Chuck's call of the full reserved name working group, you probably would have something in our hands.
I hope so.
Okay.
I'm doing quite a few things at once, so, and I think this is like my fifth or sixth call already today, so I'm doing my best.
You're doing phenomenally. I'm very impressed. Anyone? Shall we propose waiting then until tomorrow when we see the document? I think the important thing for us, Patrick, I'll just say for myself, and anyone else should jump in, I would probably like to have the idea that the experts are available, so as I walk through this, I could ask questions if they, you know, as they come up. And sometimes I find that the dialogue with others really stimulates questions. But I notice, you know, it sounds to me like you've actually done that. The one thing that I think is still needed, and I need to go back and review for my own purposes the both the GAC principles on geographic and geopolitical. And, you know, I think one of the things we need to remember is the GAC has made it clear to us that they intend to provide further guidance on IDNs.
And we that's probably going to come in San Juan. So what I see as where we're able to help them is to put together something that could guide their work between now and San Juan.
I agree. I'm just noting that in whatever your write-up is that you do on geographic and geopolitical names.
No, we're only on single and two-character names.
I was looking at something that you had sent out on IDNs.
Right.
So your point being the GAC did not provide any guidance at all on geopolitical and geographic because the interpretation is that the two-letter strings in IDN will not necessarily overlap with geographic.
They're still trying to decide how to handle that.
Right.
I think if they get some guidance from reserved names that helps them, you know, that's something we should do. And there are many scripts that don't allow for a country name to be reflected in two characters.
Greg Sappen has joined you.
Right. Hi, Greg. We'll catch you up on where we are, and then I'll hand the chair back to you.
Thank you. Thank you for starting the call, Marilyn.
Sure. My only point, Patrick, was more that I was just thinking about whether there needed to be a footnote or something which noted that there would be further input from the GAC at a later date.
I don't think we footnote. I think we make it very clear.
Okay.
That will happen, and it is likely to happen in San Juan.
Okay. So where we are, we were just sort of reviewing, Patrick was reviewing for us sort of the status of his work and noting that he thought he would have a further output probably tomorrow by the time reserve name working group, and that he had at least put a placeholder in for Carrie and potentially other experts on IDNs to be available for a follow-on interactive discussion with the subgroup.
And this would be in addition to the call that we've already had with Carrie as a full working group back on March 1st.
So let me ask my wrap-up question while Greg is. So my wrap-up question is really, do you think that, this is a question for everyone really, do we think we need to do that call with the subgroup, or do we think that, given the importance of the IDN issues, that offer for further interaction with experts would again need to take place at the full name level?
Can I respond to that?
I'm just putting the question out.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you guys should see what I put together and then make that decision.
Anyone else want to comment on that before Greg takes the chair?
That would certainly be my preference, as well as I would certainly prefer just to see what Patrick says. I guess my other comment I would make is I think it may be worth just having a call for our issues. I think that would be worthwhile.
So this is Greg. My opinion is that if we can coordinate a call for the larger group, that's great, but we need to have the call for this group, so I wouldn't want to lose or delay our need in order to meet the need of the larger group. So it's kind of a balancing issue.
Okay, or it's Marilyn, Greg, or schedule the call for our group, but make it open in case anyone else wants to join.
Yes, I think regardless, we could make it open for others from the larger working group that want to join, but with the focus being on what we need to know to make our recommendations.
And the goal being that call would take place next Tuesday at this time, or whenever you reschedule, whenever you schedule the next call.
Right.
Okay. Can I hand you back the chair?
I will take back the chair with thanks for you, Marilyn, getting us started here today.
And really, all we've done is the roll call, which Glenn can fill you in on, and then just gotten a brief update from Patrick. So.
Okay. Well, I think where I would like to start today, unless there are objections, is to pick up on our call yesterday with our technical experts and see if there are further thoughts based on what we heard from our technical experts, or some things that we want to discuss among ourselves based on what we thought we all took away from our call with the technical experts.
And Greg, can I just mention this, Marilyn, that I did as I said I would do, I did a sort of a summary of what was discussed and draft recommendations and sent them out to the full list, and the paragraphs are all numbered. I'm not suggesting we need to walk through that, but I did my best to capture what I thought I heard and what the draft recommendations might be. So that's there as a document for you to figure out if you want to have people review it separately or you actually want to address it at some point today.
All right, and thank you for doing that, Marilyn.
Welcome.
So if there is anybody who has comments now on what we heard from the experts, I'll open the floor to that. But
I have one, if I could. It's Marilyn. We were yesterday talking to two technical experts just about technical issues, and it was really, several times they noted that they were only answering technical questions, and that there may also be policy and political questions. So I wanted to just note that in addition to talking about the technical issues, I think we need to talk a little bit about the interplay. And I know one of our assignments is also to look at whether the GAC has said anything in their principles that is relevant. And I have not done that yet.
No, nor have I.
The GAC's principles on new TLDs don't really give us much guidance at all, I would say.
And that's Mike, is that right?
Yes. For this working group, I don't think there was anything specific in there for this working group.
I would think there would be one potentially, but it's probably more of an IDN issue, and that is the blocking of country names.
Yeah, but that's a different. That's not a really.
Well, no, not necessarily, because there may be one, some probably two character names, which would be country names, and two character IDNs, which would be country names. So, that is one potential issue.
There is another potential issue, and that 2.4 of the GAC principles is very clear. that says, to avoid confusion with country code top-level domains, no two-letter GTLDs should be introduced.
Right. That was the one I was thinking about.
I thought about that one, too, but I thought we're not really even talking about that anymore.
Right.
Correct?
This is just, we should make reference to that section as an update to the two-letter ASCII section of our report.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think that still needs to be explored with the GAC, as I've said on the council list, but that's a longer-term thing. I do see one other policy issue here, though, and that is, obviously, we've heard that there may be some technical issues with single letters at the top level, ASCII. What about the inevitable applications for, you know, Unicode versions of single letters? As you know, you can create essentially the ASCII alphabet in Unicode, and I would expect that we will see some of those applications for in IDN TLDs at least.
I have some language on that, and I'm going to distribute that hopefully tomorrow. I think we're going to run into the same problem with single-letter ASCII names as we will with Unicode characters that are that can't be decomposed into smaller characters. For example, a Cyrillic R or Cyrillic letters pose confusion issues. And that's different than a single character in Chinese script or Japanese or Korean.
Can I ask, okay, so I've captured that in my, thank you, Patrick, that was helpful. And I'm trying to remember, I know there was a discussion with the GAC about the overriding principle, and I remember this because it came up on the call between BDP05 and the GAC, the Monday call, where the GAC has a principle which talks about diversity. And the question, Phil Shepard, acting in the chair, asked the question of, should diversity trump, maybe it was Wolf or maybe it was Chuck, asked the question of, should that need for diversity and competition and infrastructure provider trump the security and stability principle? And the answer was, in my view, no. So that, to me, would, you know, I'm sort of assuming that we have an underlying principle ourselves that none of our recommendations will trump security and stability and reliability, one of the core, that we're going to be careful about adherence to the core values, right? And that's just an overall assumption of any of the reserve name working group recommendations.
I guess nobody has a follow-up to that.
So. Because it's awesome.
I think there is, I guess, there are some issues that I think and probably have been raised in Marilyn's notes that I think it would be worth discussing. Well, in fact, one or two I don't think have been. I mean, firstly, there was this 1535 issue. I wasn't quite clear about that. I think what was that particular one, a concern about having a single letter at the second level and single letter at the top level, and the problem with visual confusion with country codes. I wasn't clear on that one.
Yeah, tell me again. I'm sorry. What's the paragraph number?
Let me see. 34.
Thank you.
Oh no, that was a browser issue, where some browsers extend a single letter
right.
With an extension.
Yeah, I gotta have Steve. You know, I was not working. I'm not working from the transcript. I'm working from my blog notes. I sent this to Steve and to Mark to take a look at. Steve describes this in pretty good detail, I think there's some applications that do that besides the browsers, but some browsers do it. So I just needed for him to explain which layer is actually being helpful. In one case, the application fills in the middle zeros. If it sees a string of numbers and the middle zeros are missing, it inserts them before it moves forward with rounding. In this case, this is just the example that many of us get. Type ADT into a common browser or Telstra Clear or Yahoo or whatever, and you get .com appended, even if .com is not the not the TLD extension.
Right.
But so there's two examples. One is an application that appends numbers, and the other one is this one that he gave about browsers.
The .com one, presumably, that's not just an issue for single or even two-character TLDs. It would be an issue for all potential new TLDs.
You know, that's why I'm not sure this example belongs here. Steve referenced RFC 1535, noting that there are conflicts. You get conflicts in names between different levels, and the resolver appends something else on to help. So, he was talking at that point in the discussion about the example, I'm just going to throw out an example of A.A. or X.A.
Yeah.
And the application, in that case that's not a browser, that's an application that gets confused when it sees the same single letter on both sides of the dot, was what I understood. But we will ask him to clarify that.
I guess one of the questions that sort of arose in my mind, both in relation to this issue and the numbers issue, I mean, I know they said numbers are a problem, but I asked the question, is, say, letters at the second level and numbers at the top level, is that a problem?
I
definitely asked that, and it was definitely in the recording, and they said it wasn't. A combination of letters, cat dot one would not be a. They basically said that wasn't a problem because it's not an issue in terms of.
It's not a problem in and of itself, but you can't allocate it because there are already numbers in existence. So if you don't. And Patrick should probably...
Well, I haven't quite finished what I was going to say, Marilyn.
Sorry.
I guess my question is, it seems with these single letters and potentially numbers, there may be, I mean, one solution would be for it to have specific rules for... If those domains were allocated, would be to have specific rules for those types of domains. So, for example, if you were going to allocate single letters, you could not have any single letters at the second level for those names. I mean, there would be, you know, you could have, I guess, specific reservations.
So maybe you could give an example?
Well, for example, you could, because of this concern about, say, A.A, or the concern about 1.1 or 111.1, you could, for A.A, for example, you could have, you are not allowed A.A, you're allowed AA.A, or you're allowed, dog.A, but you're not allowed A.A. And equally with numbers, you are not allowed 111.1. You are allowed dog.1.
Okay, so let me answer with a .nz example.
Sure.
That you're very familiar with. NNNZ has moderated some of the second levels are moderated. And so they had the ability to make a decision on a name-by-name basis because they approve it manually. In the sponsored TLDs, where names are validated or authenticated, there's a manual approval. I think what you're describing, and others should speak to this, I think what you're describing would be the need to have a moderated allocation process in order to, or have some kind of automated process. I don't think you'd be able to use just the first come, first serve. You know, you'd have to have a bunch of names or things that are on reserve for, and then you have to figure out, the registry would have to figure out how to prevent registration of the categories that are on reserve, right?
Yeah, so you could have, for example, with numbers, you would basically, there would be a requirement that if you're going to have numbers at the top level, numbers at the second level for that TLD would be reserved.
Well, okay.
It's probably prohibited would be the correct or the more accurate description.
This is Greg. I think that, you know, the issue is as we look at toward new TLDs as opposed to existing TLDs where, you know, the die is cast in certain ways, that if you're going to allow single letters at the second level, you can't allow single letters at the first level, vice versa. If you allow a single letter, if you want a single letter GTLD, then you can't have single letter second level domains in that TLD. So there's kind of either or type situations where you could end up with different combinations. And I guess it makes the matrix more complicated because there are basically if but then sort of decision moments that would need to be taken into consideration. So while one can say that there's no problem having a single letter second level domain, that's only true for certain types of top level domains and not true for other types of top level domains.
So one question I don't know, and I think it sounds like a good follow-up question for our technical experts, Alistair, and maybe you would want to write up the examples that you're proposing. Maybe a good follow-up question for the technical experts is, can you have a .1, a .2, a .9 if you prohibit numbers at any other level in the string, third level and second level? That's one question I think you were, is that right?
That's right, yes.
And then the other question you might want to write up and ask the technical experts would be, can you have letters, can you have letters at the top level if you prohibit a single letters at the top level, sorry, if you prohibit single letters at the second level in that particular TLD, and is there any application interaction that they would point to, and I would assume the answer that's no, but I'm not a technical GWIS, but probably you would want to send that to the technical experts and ask them to respond to the subgroup. Right?
On this one, though, sorry, I'm sort of worried about us. I mean, because what I got from them is that this particular QWERTYism may or may not be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I mean, this was a piece of writing in 1993, and the particular RFP that he's referring to, and it was to support a piece of backward compatibility at this time.
Which one?
The dot one letter, one letter dot one letter. That particular concern. Based on what was it, RFC 1535, which was a 1993, which I went and read yesterday.
Yeah.
After the meeting, and you know, in reading it, while historically this QWERTYism does exist, it really bothers me, I think, or at least worries me, that first of all, we're not sure that that's still an issue, just because there happens to be a 1535, and when we transition from
you know, the old NCPs and the old ARPAs to this and the old host.txt, we had this blip. So I think we're jumping the gun on this one and saying that, you know, no single letters, unless no single letters in the second level, which of course we know is not enforceable, and I really think we're jumping the gun on this one.
I'm with you, Aubrey. I think we don't have much info at all about the scope of these potential problems that we're addressing.
So guys, I'm going to refer you to the idea of the possible potential for further work, but I want to ask Aubrey a question. And I guess before I ask the question, I want to be careful that we not entertain ourselves with the art of the possible and ignore the necessity of the art of the feasible and practical. So there may be further work that needs to be done because some people go, I'm not convinced, but I think we need to finish the work on the low-hanging fruit as well.
I personally think this one's low-hanging fruit.
I understand, Aubrey. I don't agree, but I wrote up the suggestion that McFadden made for a future study on this as a possible way to approach it. I think it may not be low-hanging fruit for political reasons, but it seemed to me that Mark identified a potential approach to figuring out whether or not it's at least can be reached with a ladder.
Right. Oh, and I have no problem with, you know, saying that, you know, this is probably, okay, it's my twist that this is probably not a problem, but certainly it should be confirmed. But then to take the extra step and say, and therefore we should prohibit second levels, I would just sort of say basically that this needs to be investigated. It needs to be confirmed that 1535 is really not relevant anymore. And, you know, however that's done, and move on from there and not, you know, make a decision based upon a courtism.
I hear you, but I need to clarify something. I didn't hear them telling us that there needs to be any prohibition in second level. As a matter of fact, both of them said that single letters are working at the second level.
Right. No, the single letters at the second level when there is a single letter at the top level.
Right. That they felt.
That might
be a problem.
And needs to be investigated further.
Right.
But then we were going into a discussion, at least it seemed to me, we were going into a discussion about, well, it's okay to allow it as long as in the contractual conditions, one says that. And I think that's going too far because that's sort of entrenching the quirtyism as opposed to sort of saying, yes, there's something here that needs to be checked just so that we've all got clear consciences, but let's not establish a rule based on that quirtyism.
Well, I think, this is Greg, I guess where I would want to see us go, if possible, is, you know, toward, you know, we've identified this issue, which if it goes one way, if 1535 is still a problem, that, you know, at least so long as it is a technical problem, these, you know, A.A. type domain combinations, you know, could not exist. But if that problem goes away, or if that problem has essentially already gone away, then those types of combinations won't be a problem. And I think we need to, you know, work, you know, on a technical kind of a recommendation for further study and be, as, you know, kind of specific about going toward that. I think I share to some extent the technical expert's concern that you don't want to just assume that because of time a problem has been solved. On the other hand, I don't want to take it as received wisdom that because a problem once existed, it will always exist.
Well, Greg, I'm going to make a proposal, though. I really, it's Marilyn speaking. Can we focus on I put the possible potential for further work in study. Can we focus on the earlier recommendations, draft recommendations, see if we are close to finalizing any of those. Go back to the technical experts with questions in writing, and then assign some of the folks who are most enthusiastic about this to do the hard work of putting together the request of what a study would do. And try to get a draft, at least a draft outline of what a study would look at. I think both the experts noted we would need to, we need to talk about who has to approve the study, would it need to be approved by the board, who's going to fund it, who does it report to. I tried to capture it.
I don't think we need to answer any of those questions. We can just say that if further work is to be undertaken, this is what we see as might be done, and all those other questions can be figured out later, if ever.
Okay. I just thought if you wanted to really put something serious forward, you'd want to do more work on it.
I think maybe serious isn't quite the right word, but I would say that the more direction we can give for the next steps after this working group is over, the more likely it is that people might pick up on it quickly. I wouldn't get bogged down if we have to on trying to kind of pre-design a study, but if there is some wisdom that we can impart to those who might take things the next step, with the ultimate result, a technical discovery or confirmation, I think that would be better. On the other hand, it's better for us to, we should be able to come out within the time we have left with something that indicates where we think people should go. And if we can give more details, that's good. If we can give less details, that's fine too. If the details seem to be limiting rather than directing, then we probably should stay away from them. I think the ultimate result, to my mind, is to discover how many of these reserved or quasi-reserved names at our character combinations at the first and second level we can identify as no longer needing reservation or indeed not even being reserved at the current time.
I certainly think our recommendations, if a study is necessary, I think our recommendations should include a study if that's been identified as a potential solution. I think that should be part of our recommendation.
Yes. I would agree, Allison. I think we shouldn't get bogged down right now on how detailed our recommendation of a study should be.
Yeah, let's just keep the work going. Let's follow up with further questions to the experts on some of these ambiguities and work towards turning Maryland's draft here into text we can use in our report.
I would certainly agree with that.
That's what
Marilyn, did you intend to send this to the entire working group?
Of course. That's what we all need to do, right? I think Chuck told us to do that.
I guess I would have preferred to have talked about it first.
I mean, I think our internal notes, these are kind of working notes for this subgroup.
Guys, remember we opened the call with the technical experts to anyone who was interested. And I did say it's very preliminary and hasn't even been discussed by the subgroup today. So, okay.
That's right. I think you probably just could have waited until after the call. We could have talked about a few wordsmithing issues and then sent something out that we all agreed on, but it's really too late now.
I would say let's just be careful about what we as our group circulate to the larger group, only because it's impossible for any one of us to write something that reflects, that isn't to some extent reflective of a position.
Right. When you send out this, three-page document to people and they read it, when we edit it and send it out around again, few people are going to be interested in reading it again. So, it's in the interest of saving people time and putting out our group effort rather than a single person's effort.
Properly chastened.
I think it is a good point. But I also have to thank Marilyn for the great deal of work that she put in, not only keeping up with everything that was going on, but distilling it and providing us with this great head start in our discussion.
I guess the reason I was confused is I just used the heading that Patrick had had used on the IDN working group. So, gosh, I really apologize. Why don't I post to the full list and apologize to you, Mike?
No, that's not a we don't need to do that, but I think we should let the work of this subgroup take place within this subgroup, and then when we have something that is the work product of this subgroup, we can give it to the rest of the working group. Or if it is not, then we should provide, opportunity for minority statements to go out along with it, as we did previously. I think that's just the issue. But just as I made the mistake of posting to one of the groups our call-in numbers, to find that is a something that shouldn't have been done. But Glenn pointed out that those numbers, if they are put out here, will be public, whereas they can be circulated through other methods that will, retain some level of confidentiality. And this is all a work in progress, and that's why this is a working group, because we're all trying to get this right. So I don't think we need to belabor this point any further. But I think it was a great deal of good work done, and we just need to kind of maintain some semblance of kind of internal workings. Since this is this is kind of a kitchen document, to my mind, to keep it amongst us, and documents that others would circulate. I think we should all try to keep them amongst the GNSO-SL-WG group.
I'm going to just challenge something. You do understand, all of you, that all of the documents must go to the archive.
Yes, and they will be found there. That is true.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure everybody...
Yes.
People weren't assuming that the subgroup was keeping things, everything has to go to the archive.
No, I understand that. All I'm saying is I think that the work of the subgroup, while it will be public, will be seen as work of the subgroup, whereas something that is posted to the full group may be seen as something that comes from the subgroup to the full group, as opposed to something that comes from a member to the full group. But I think that's just the distinction. And while we are kind of working out our positions, some of which will ultimately be consensus positions and some of which will be consensus with minority and some of which may not reach any consensus whatsoever, we just need to be mindful that we're operating in a group of people with different opinions and different views. Anyway, enough of that discussion. I think it would be helpful, as Marilyn suggested earlier, to look at there's one of two ways we can go. Being kind of an anarchist, I would not convinced that either way is right. One is to go through Marilyn's document, which we haven't read in the past. Some of us may have skimmed it while we're on this call, and discuss the issues raised there. Second thing would be to go back to the initial recommendations in the Lisbon report and try to, in essence, knock off some of the ones that are not only low-hanging fruit, but are fruit that's actually dropped to the ground and can be bagged and put aside.
Well, Greg, can I jump in?
Please.
The document that I sent around to the subgroup on Sunday morning was a cut and paste from the March 19th full working group report that had the recommendations and everything that had previously gone through that process, and was tried to fit into the template that Chuck and Liz are using to feed into the new GTLD process. And I think that should be the starting document. I already see tweaks and edits that need to be made to it, so that's fine. But perhaps we could use that as the starting document and work from there.
Patrick, I think that's a very good point, because that really should be our working document, since that is the prior draft report, but buffed up and brought forward to where we need to be.
And I just want to be clear, Greg, this is just a working document. I didn't intend for this to be our report.
Oh, understood. It's just that it may be mistaken since it emanated from the group. Nobody would think it was our final report, but it might be mistaken by those outside of our subgroup.
I think people know the difference between a group and a member of a group. But so we're going to work from Patrick's paper?
Yes, let's work from Patrick's paper, but clearly there's a... going to be a process of bringing the concepts that you outline in your document in here and discussing them, changing them to some extent, but bringing them into this document. So if we could look at Patrick's document, which he sent around Sunday. that, I think, would be helpful.
And then I think we also, maybe Greg should consider a list of follow-up questions that we want to ask.
Absolutely.
Maybe do that as a group rather than send, you know, have a bunch of individuals sending conflicting or unclear questions.
Right. No, I think, well, I think that if somebody gets started with a list, we can try to build on that. I think.
And so can I just ask where I'm going to find this? This is the 22nd single and two-character report template, Patrick. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, great. Thank you. So, I'm sorry. What do you want to walk through it line by line, Greg?
No, not at this point. I think what I'd like to do is jump to paragraph or section 5, the recommendation summaries.
Is that near the bottom?
It's on page 5. If you scroll through the document, it begins with definitions, then executive summary. Executive summary, section 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, recommendation summaries.
Got it.
I'm sorry, I'm not... let me see if I can find the document in a different format. I'm having trouble figuring out where you are, so why don't you just proceed and I'll catch up.
Okay, this is... there's a table here titled recommendation summaries and has four columns, statement of work number.
Right. There, I see the 5. Sorry.
Business name, category, domain name, level.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. We're all together here on the same page of the hymn book. An abbreviated recommendation. Patrick, do you think this is the best place to start? I do, which is, since
sure,
this is your
fine.
Document.
That's fine.
I think it puts it right in front of us as to where we...
I think, so 3B, the two ASCII letter number combos, I think, has probably been changed to a release.
Let's start from the top, if we could.
Sure.
3A, definition of character. Where are we on a definition? I think, Patrick, are you working on that?
That's coming with my IDN materials. So I hope to have something to send around to the subgroup tomorrow morning or later today.
Great. Thank you. Next
probably tomorrow morning.
I don't want to make you work all night.
I am anyway.
Yes, well, I didn't say, I guess, all night. Single and two-character IDNs. And here we have, this is, you have, say, domain name level all, so first and second level. Draft and recommend. So this will also be coming in your package that you may work all night on.
Forthcoming, yeah.
Great. So then that does bring us to the first thing labeled 3B, single ASCII letters at the top. All we have here right now is more work. So based on our call with the technical experts, I'm not sure that that's quite right.
So it was put there as a placeholder from the materials that were in the 19 March report.
Right.
Pretty much all I've done is bring them from that report and put them here as a starting place.
Okay.
Right. We are doing that more work now.
Right. Let me say this, though. Sorry to interrupt, but if the first thing here is to see if there are things here where we don't have more work, where the work is essentially done. So let's move past that one. Let's put a placeholder there and remember to come back to it and look at single ASCII letters and numbers at the second level.
Unchanged.
But, you know, aren't we going to actually have to make 3B, 3B1 and 3B2 in order to... because the consultation we had with the technical guys indicate that they, you know, I think we got into this discussion that Alistair was raising, they recommend against releasing single numbers at the top level, right? And I don't see single numbers at the top level in our... I'm sorry?
Third line of 3B, single and two.
Two ASCII numbers.
I'm 3B says single ASCII letters and numbers at and the domain name level says second.
Right, then the one after that.
Below. Oh,
I'm one below that.
Yes, unfortunately, we're stuck with four 3Bs just because of the format of the statement of work.
I see, I got it. Okay.
I guess informally, let's call them 3B, 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you look at 3B3, single and two ASCII numbers at the top, we have more work concern for technical issues. So. Structurally, you know, we're to some extent stuck with the statement of work structure.
Yeah, but yeah, wow.
There's a number of different ways to organize this matrix, and none of them would be perfect. So, or if there is a perfect one, I can't think of it.
Are we going to find, just for an example, are we going to find, you know, for instance, you take 3B, I guess I would think that maybe for our working purposes we would be better off to label them 3B1, 3B2, 3B3, 3B4, just so we can keep them distinct.
I think we should do that if we can.
We could do that, but let's not really get hung up on what's the statement of work.
Yeah.
No. I'm just talking about while we talk through them, Patrick. So, for instance, on 3B3, single and two ASCII numbers, aren't we going potentially to have different recommendations in detail for a single letter at the top level and single and two digits at the second level?
I mean, potentially, I would have said for numbers at the top level, we would have a recommendation that would apply to numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That would be. I mean, it seems to me there's two options. One, we basically they continue to be reserved, or two, that they be released but with restrictions at other levels.
Or there'd be more work done.
There would definitely need to be more work, without a doubt.
That's what I'm thinking, is that on single and two numbers and on single letters, both of those probably, you know, to the extent those could be released sometime, there needs to be more work and studies done, obviously. There have been issues, potential issues identified. So to release them, those issues are going to have to be resolved through a study.
So
research.
On which ones?
3B1 and 3B3, Mike?
Well, just call them by their category name.
Single ASCII letters and single and two ASCII numbers.
At the top.
At the top.
At the top.
Okay.
Well, I think we already got a pretty definitive answer on the numbers, on the single and two numbers.
Mm-hmm, right.
I think that one was pretty much set at needing, because of the IP address issue, needing to remain on the reserved issue, that there wasn't really a technical issue that needed to be resolved there.
Okay, I mean, it was unclear to me what the scope of that problem was, though, honestly. Whether is that a DNS resolver issue or is that an application issue, right?
That's an application issue. That basically applications, by and large, look in the top-level domain space there for a number and go, oops, it's a number, it's an IP address.
Gotcha, okay.
And that's not going to change because even new applications are using that. And so until IPv4 withers away, which I don't expect to happen in my lifetime, or even my kids' lifetime, I think that one is low-hanging because it just remains closed off. I think they were pretty definite on that one, and that in terms of the second level, no problem. Numbers to the second level was no problem.
There's the IDN issue that we talked that I've mentioned before too. What happens when somebody wants to do an IDN version of a single number?
Yeah, no,
they're probably not going to be able to do that.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, but
we'll probably talk about that later.
That doesn't have the same technical problem. Yeah, we might not need to get into that now, but that doesn't have the same problem,
right?
Because the software is going to look at it and it's going to see XN dash dash gobble.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay. So then I think, what about two ASCII letter number combos? on those, are we comfortable the other way? Because I think they've
said
there was no issue, right?
At the top level.
Yeah, at the top level.
That was not a problem.
That was not a problem. Right.
It wasn't a problem at the top level or...
at any other level.
At the second level, right?
Right, which is 3D on this chart, the last line of this chart.
Right.
So there was... I thought, wasn't there an issue of ordering raised?
There is an issue of ordering that I couldn't tell from the rough notes I took. I just put in a question saying we needed to ask about the ordering. Because I can't remember whether we asked.
Yeah, we did. There was no problem, as I remember, I could be wrong, with ordering when it was number digit, where the ordering became critical was in the dash.
And I captured that.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I would like us to just ask that question.
Well, it might be good at the end when we think we've taken everything that they've given us and we say, and these are the things we understood, you know, please check them to make sure that we didn't misunderstand, and here are the open questions.
Greg, I have a question. How do you plan to capture, so you're assuming that the write-up on the technical consultation would go in under the expert consultation, and that's where we would capture this kind of detail?
I think so. That would be a good proposal. But obviously I'm open to discussion.
And who do you plan to have write that?
There's a good question. Do we have any volunteers?
Well, I already wrote something, and I got roundly thanked for it.
Oh, no, I thank you for it, Marilyn.
I thank you for it as well, Marilyn. I'm planning to use it and build off of it and ask further follow-up questions. And as I said, I think a lot of it can be incorporated.
Well,
just had some issues with some of your characterizations, Marilyn, as you might imagine.
It's just a procedure. I think it was only the procedure that was even...
But my only is you need to figure out who's going to write it. That's
yes.
I've got to go to another call, folks. So I will be on the call tomorrow.
Can we figure out before you go who's going to be doing this drafting? Because, you know, leaving aside characterizations, but taking that point, something has to be drafted.
I'm happy to draft my question, all the questions that I raised earlier, if that would...
I have some questions as well. So, Alistair, why don't you and I do that, put together a list of questions and circulate it to the subgroup, and they can build off of that.
That would be helpful. I think Marilyn was actually asking a different point, which is who will write up the report on the experts, on the result of our expert discussions.
I mean, Marilyn's essentially done that. We just
So I think that, you know, Marilyn has, you know, done yeoman work to get us started, and I'd maybe perhaps, Mike, since you had the most variant, or maybe you'd have the most fun dealing with her characterizations, you might want to try to do a second draft, and then we can kind of ultimately, you know, as the pendulum swings, come back to something.
Okay.
Honestly, we can all look at.
I've read through it. I only had a few comments about it, and then some other further questions that came up. So I will do that. Alistair, if you want to send me your questions, then what I'll do is send around Marilyn's draft with some edits and some questions, and we can build from there.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think after that, at that point, I can take a crack at kind of editing it and also making it more kind of final in form and the like, and then we can also hopefully ask Patrick to help a little more too.
Thanks, I gotta run.
I think that's a good... that's a procedure that should work. Again, we see further only because we are on the shoulders of giants.
Exactly.
Anyway, back to our table.
So we've just written under 3D and 3. So we've done 3D top. Single and two ASCII numbers, continue reserve status. And on 3D, we've written release and allocate. Is that right?
That's for two ASCII letters and numbers at the second level?
But right now, what it says is registries may propose to release, provided that measures are taken to avoid confusion with corresponding country codes. Remember that part of the discussion previously had to do with the fact that let me give an example. C1 may look like CL to the user. So we're basically here saying you can release, but we keep the statement that we make, registries may propose release, blah, 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 blah. And that's the present state of the art, I think, isn't it?
Marilyn, I see two ASCII letters and numbers, which is the last category.
Oh, sorry, I'm looking for the combination. Sorry, so you're right. So it's 3B. Wait a minute. So we don't have a...
I think we may need another line here.
Yeah.
Which is a combination of one ASCII letter and one ASCII number at the second level.
Which are already allowed.
Right. Do we have to deal with that issue since that issue is already prior? I mean, the new GTLD has a sort of prior blanket on the confusability issue. And so I don't know that we need to, I mean, that's always going to be the case in every category. And I'm just wondering, do we need to worry about it specifically in
every
category?
It's just in our statement of work.
Seems redundant to me.
Are we on the, let's go by the reserve name category. And are we on the category that's two ASCII letter number combinations?
Yes.
Okay. If we need to rename this category to be one letter and one number ASCII combination, that's fine.
Yeah.
That makes it clearer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say we do, and if we rename it, our response is there's no technical problem, and then you just keep the abbreviated recommendation, right?
Well, are we talking at the top level or the second level? I think we are getting confused between the...
I was looking at the second level.
So that's the bottom row of this chart.
Yeah.
Which is called two ASCII letters and numbers. Not at the one, two up, which is called two ASCII letter number combinations at the top level.
Are they reserved at present, though? I mean, is this actually in our statement of work?
Well, this seems to be taken from the statement of work.
Yes, but I mean, we've got two ASCII letters and numbers,
but
is there an ASCII letter number combination at the second level? Is that a question in our statement of work? Because, I mean, we've already got 3M out there, so...
And other combinations, too.
Yeah, and other combinations. So is it actually part of our statement of work? Do we actually need a recommendation, or are we just being complete?
Well... this is Greg. I guess one thing is our recommendations in large part are out there to deal with new TLDs. So what's out there in current TLDs doesn't completely answer the question.
Can I clarify where we are with this?
Yes.
Okay. Previously, our subgroup considered this category as it's two ASCII letters or two numbers, or its letter number combinations. They were all together. And there was, the first part is, these categories are all reserved, provided that registries can propose measures to avoid confusion with any country codes.
At the second level.
We're only talking about the second level.
Okay.
And so there's the ISO list,
right.
And then there are letters and number combinations on the second level that are treated differently, and they're all available in ComNet and org, and we've sort of taken care of this category already. The category at the top level is different, and that's where we should focus our energy, because I really see that this bottom category is one that the subgroup and the full working group already dealt with.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
So maybe the way it reads right now, though, is two ASCII. This made me think this means AA or 1-1.
Yeah, it's AA, 1-1, A1, B3, 3M. That's all in that bottom category, or 88.
But it's only combinations, because two ASCII letters at the top level. So this is two letters.
It's a catch-all at the moment. It catches everything.
I think this is a summary chart. So I think in the interest of brevity, Maybe it was made a little too brief. This is any combination of letters and numbers of which there are two at the second level.
Okay. Yeah. So it probably should say two ASCII letters or number or two numbers or combinations.
That's fine.
Right. However we want to phrase it, but that is the subject. This is AA A1 1 1 1 A.
Okay.
And any other combination you can think of letters and numbers that fits into that parameter.
So then to go to two ASCII letter number combinations. The question
At the top level.
The question I had that I can't tell from my notes, but Aubrey I thought maybe remembered this. I couldn't tell whether the order mattered. Like if it was 11.1m, is that okay, or would it have to be 11.m1?
My impression is that was where they did that whole discussion of 3-com, and 3-com had gotten rid of the problem of the ordering.
Yeah, but 3-com is at the second level.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
But that followed through, and because it isn't a pure number in the end. As I say, you know, I would suggest that we just mark it as acceptable and then just confirm that that's properly understood.
That's actually what I proposed, right, that we need to just ask, okay.
Yes.
Well, I think we need to ask about the whole level of understanding at the end, you know, just sort of send it to them and say, here's what we got, you know.
Okay.
As opposed to singling it out as something where we need to further ask.
Okay. So.
What's left that we haven't talked about? Two ASCII letters at the top. The abbreviated recommendation is maintain reservation based on the ISO 3166 list. No further work.
That's the one that has to do with conflicts with country codes.
Right. Right. The ISO 3166 list being the list of country codes.
And that had a consensus, I believe, that's too strong, but the agreement among the whole working group.
Right.
Before.
And single. Okay, yeah. And then, so if we just read down from the top, we have made changes.
Let's go over this kind of one more time. Definition of character, Patrick will be providing in the next day or so. Single and two-character IDNs, Patrick will be providing a draft recommendation again in the next day or so. Single ASCII letters at the top. This has changed.
And that, I thought we talked about, I thought we agreed it needs more work, but there was some agreement to elaborate a little bit more on what the work, the direction the work might take.
Yeah, the single ASCII at the top needed a study.
Now, one of the things that I was, that I thought I took away from our technical discussion yesterday was that as so long as there was not a single letter at the second level, single letters at the top in a given TLD would work.
Yep. And with the second case of single at the second level, the only possible hitch is some old software.
So it seemed that this kind of needs to be divided into kind of two, which is that it would be suitable to allocate a single letter at the top so long as that TLD did not allocate any single letters at the second level.
Yeah, but that's where we couldn't get agreement because enforcement at the second level is such a sketchy affair.
But it's being enforced now pretty rigidly. But where at the generics, it's not being enforced in the country codes.
Of course, they don't have the problem because there's always two letters.
Yeah.
Right. I think that if a new TLD were created, a single letter TLD at the top, it would have to have a suitable enforcement mechanism for ensuring that there were no single letters at the second level.
Well, why don't we add that to, why don't we add that in some way to the examination of the further work and ask for an exploration of, is a suitable, one of the things that I had put, Greg, in the draft of questions that I originally wrote was, are there ways, I think the original question 8 was, when the questions are identified, to what extent can the consequences be managed? I think what you're describing might be one way of managing the consequences.
Right, so I guess the question is it feasible from either a technical or enforcement point of view to prohibit single letters at the second level?
Right, and in order to, so the study could also examine whether restricting single letters at the second level can alleviate the concern about single letters at the top level, right?
Yeah, that's actually interesting, because another way of putting it is that the current prohibition of single letters at the second level is removable except for the case of single letters at the first level.
And so we just need to ask that question. And put it into the study.
Yeah, I think that sounds feasible.
And that's the technical question. I will say that may not resolve other questions, but that may answer the technical question. So that just elaborates on the abbreviated recommendation.
Yes.
The study, and then a few more questions need to be developed. Okay.
Right, but I think what I do want to point out there for single ASCII letters at the top is that it's kind of a branching issue here, that if you accept that there will be single letters at the second level, you have to deal with certain issues that may exist, and we need to do a study on those. And if it is feasible to enforce or technically prohibit single letters at the second level, then single letters at the top shouldn't. There shouldn't be a technical problem with them, according to our technical experts.
I'm not sure. That's interesting, because, they just basically said there are single letters at the second level. There's 5, as far as I know, in the .com.net, but a lot more in the country codes. So we probably ought to ask the question of, is this a domain-specific issue?
Right, and I think it is. It will be. I mean, in part, there's an issue that goes back to what I said earlier, which is, to what extent are we making recommendations for future TLDs, and to what extent are we making recommendations about the further management of existing TLDs? If it's the first, then the fact that existing TLDs have certain characteristics or don't is to some extent irrelevant, because new TLDs can be managed differently. If we're making recommendations about how to handle existing TLDs, then we take them the way we find them, with those that have single letters or letter number combinations. Just that eliminates certain possibilities, or at least certain variables down the line.
I think there's also no value in having one reserved name policy. And if something works in one place and has been shown to work in another place, well, that's a good clue for the new TTLDs. And yes, you're right. Our work mandate is only the new, but one would hope that, there would be a single reserve name list for ICANN to cope with.
Well, I think even now, though, there is not. And that...
There's not as much. There's a little bit of variation. But once you take out the premium name issue, there's really some growing, there's a lot of consistency, except it's a geographic and geopolitical name.
Right, I think that's true, and I guess that if we continue to prohibit single letters and at the top level, the ability for consistency at the other level, at the second level, is much greater. If you decide that we would want to try to find a format under which you allow a single letter at the top level, then things might need to change, subject to our technical discussion, because that's where it seems like you begin to run into problems. And there may be some other top-level issues at the single digit or even multiple digits that could cause problems at the second level, but that if you avoid them, then everything else can kind of stay in consensus or keep moving closer to consensus. But to some extent, does it make sense to stifle development at the top level in order to increase consensus at the second level?
Well,
that's kind of a policy question. It's way out of scope. But
Greg, top levels, you can't do a lot of harm to the Internet at the second level.
Correct.
I mean, you can if some of the really large zones fell over, if AT&T and Verizon and Yahoo and a bunch of the other big zones, Citicorp, et cetera, if they all fell over, you could do a huge amount of harm. But you would be affecting the registrants, the sub-registrants. You know, if you're talking about, when you're talking about the top level, you do have the ability to do more harm generally.
Understood. I think that as we're looking toward this, clearly doing .a, opens up both a greater scope of technical harm and also is a greater variance with current practices, or creates needs and concerns at the second level that don't exist if you're not going to do .a.
So I'm just going to say one thing about reserved names. Spending a huge amount of time on reserved names, when I think overall the new DDLD policy hopefully is going to be about introducing something other than single letters and numbers.
True.
Yeah, but
unfortunately, we are the single and two character subgroup, so that's our lot in life.
Are we done with this chart then?
Let's see. Well, just going back through it again, we're almost done. Single ASCII letters and numbers at the second level. Our recommendation was released contingent upon development of a suitable allocation framework. Is there any controversy about whether that is still our recommendation? Assuming that there are not... I think the caveat to that is that there... This would not work if they're single letters or numbers at the top level from a technical, or it may not work. There's at least a technical concern raised if we're talking in the context of a single letter top level domain.
I thought this recommendation was approved. We're not. This recommendation has already been approved, right, Patrick?
Well, this was the recommendation in the 19 March report,
right.
But. We could go back and refine it if there is interest in doing that.
I mean, there's new information, seems to me, on this one, with respect to single letters at the top level. I think other than that, it's absolutely fine.
I'm really concerned. Are we reopening? Because it isn't, this was in the March 3 report, but I hope we're not talking about, I thought we were talking about doing a study and asking for further clarification about what could exist at the top level. I hope we're not suggesting that we're going to try to undo the recommendation to release single ASCII letters numbers and go ahead and try to move forward on that, because Lord knows when that study would get done.
Well, I don't think that the study would prohibit or inhibit the recommendation in domains that consisted of more than a single letter or character, letter, number, or character. It's only that circumstance, which we discussed yesterday, of single digits or single characters at both the top and second level, the A.A issue.
So maybe we could explain that, Greg. You know, I just want to be, I hope we're not undoing work we've previously done, and the way you characterized it sounded like your thought was you would assume that this recommendation could go forward in TLDs that are more than one letter while the study is being called for.
Yes. That would be the way to characterize the recommendation. But I think it would be imprudent of us to say that this could go forward even in a single character TLD.
But we clearly can't say that, but we also, I think, have to be really pragmatic about if we're calling on ICANN to fund a study, there's a big difference between the will of the community to fund work on IDNs and potentially the will of the community to fund work on something that's going to benefit 26 parties.
Well, few if any parties, but, 26 times the number of different TLDs there are, so it's more than 26 parties.
No, I'm talking about the top level.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, the fact that we recommend a study because there's insufficient technical understanding to know whether a problem that may exist does exist,
uh-huh.
And if the will of the community is that they don't care enough, then the study will remain undone and the reservation will essentially remain in effect.
So I just wanted to be sure we weren't starting over on this for anything other than the areas we think are being studied.
No, I don't think we are at all.
Okay.
I think it's just that it's a little bit of a refinement because the first recommendation didn't distinguish between single character TLDs and multiple character TLDs as a...
So that means we need to have a link between a paragraph that explains the link between the call for the study and this, but note that and leave the recommendation as it is, but just have that explanation, right?
Right. And underlying this is the fact that while we've, talking about each of these in a vacuum, something at the top level in a vacuum, then something at the second level in the vacuum. What happens at the top level influences whether something can happen at the second level and vice versa. So that's why this chart in essence needs to be four-dimensional, but it can't be. So I think that covers single ASCII letters and numbers for the moment, at least the gross characterization of what needs to be refined there and what is still... is kind of fully baked and already decided. Single and two ASCII numbers at the top. More work concerned for technical issues.
But we changed that to continue reserve status.
Yeah. So that, as I say, I'm reading off what was there and indicating
okay.
What, making sure that we understand what we think should be there. Then next we have two ASCII letter number combinations. Again, was more work. This is at the top level.
So is this category now one ASCII letter and one ASCII number combination?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's one letter, one number, and in any order.
Right. So this excludes .11, it excludes .AB. It's only .1B or .B1.
Now, this is, remember Chuck has asked us to have examples. I'm kind of thinking, helpful.
We could add another column to the chart, which is an example.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea at all.
That's fine.
Yes. Just since we constantly go back to examples, just the human brain tends to work best in the concrete. So again, two ASCII letter number combinations, .1B, .B1, more work. Is that still our recommendation? And what does that more work mean? We need something better than that.
I thought the recommendation here was And that was where you thought the order, that there was no question on the order, and I thought we needed to verify that there was not a question on the order.
Okay, so we need to clarify with our...
Right, and all I was saying is, yeah, we need to verify everything. But
yeah.
Yes, but, right. But specifically, this is one where there was a complete lack of clarity or recall by the group as to whether the order mattered or not, which...
I'm contending I do remember.
Okay, and I'm sorry, you
can... only one that contends that. So
and your memory, you contend, is that it does not matter or it does matter?
That it does not matter.
And Greg, it isn't that my memory fails me, it's that I'm unclear on if I had numbers at the second level, such as the example I gave, 1-1, then can I have 1-M, or do I have to have the M first?
We
right, understood.
We didn't specifically ask that question, but, yeah, I would assume it doesn't. But, yeah, I mean, no one should rely on my memory.
Yes, well, we'll ask the experts again. And I guess the question is, assuming it, what we found or what we recall we found was if it's dot M1, it's not a problem, it could be allocated?
Yeah, everyone seemed to feel they remembered that.
Yes. And that... if it isn't a problem, then both .1M and, or if there's no difference, then both .1M and .M1 could be allocated.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is a difference, then there may be a problem if the number comes first.
And if there is a difference, there would just need to be a rule.
Yes. So let's clarify that with our experts, among the other things that we're clarifying with our experts. Then we have two ASCII letters at the top. Maintain reservation based on ISO 3166 list. No further work. This one where Mike Rodenball was kind of had a minority view?
Yes.
Mike has a view as an individual, so it's an individual view as opposed to a minority view. Was there any support for that on the council for taking that up?
What's the difference between a minority view and a view of an individual?
Well,
I'm not sure that there is one.
Well, Aubrey, in a task force, this is just a working group, but in a task force, then you have to have a constituency position. You can have an individual point of view, while a constituency might have a minority point of view. So, and there is no constituency.
Yeah, but the way we were working on this whole group, if you remember, the I think it's in the statement of work, and that we use very much the same methodology that was used in IDN, is that there's strong support, some support, and alternate view.
Right.
So
but I was
alternate
asking
view, minority view, it's one person is enough, I believe, to make an alternate view.
It is, but I was asking whether there was any support on the council for reopening this. Because it doesn't mean we can't put the minority statement in here, but I was just asking a question of whether the council was supporting confronting the GAC on this. It sounds like we don't know. If Mike wants to...
I think it was acknowledged as an issue, but I'm not aware that it's gone further than that.
It's acknowledged that... Alistair, you think...
Well, Mike... Of course, my recollection is that he posted about, posted about confusability and, with like the likes of C1, C0, that sort of thing. But there hasn't really, the council hasn't done anything further on that as an issue.
So I would say that we keep the recommendation we have, and if Mike wants to have a minority statement, that he adds, that he writes that.
Well, let me ask what the recommendation is. Is it that there should be no two-letter TLDs?
Right.
Or is it that there should be no two-letter TLDs where there could be confusion with a CCTLD?
At the top level, there's a prohibition against two-letter TLDs because of potential confusion with country codes, as well as outright collisions. At the second level, it's different.
And the reasoning for this is put into, if you scroll down to recommendation 7, all the background information is there.
Right.
IANA has said that they strongly recommend that the current reservation for the ISO list may be maintained. The CCNSO has said that, and the GAC, as most recently is in their principles in Lisbon, has said that too.
And come to think of it, I think my minority statements are already in there.
Yep, they're all there.
Okay, so well, I would prefer to discuss this with Mike on the line. So it sounds like we are moving toward, you know, maintaining where we are on that. But I just want to give everyone a chance to represent their own opinion.
Greg, I just need to understand something. I understood that we were not reopening the previous work. We were working on the areas that we weren't done on. And I thought this was completed work.
That may be. I just want to make sure that, you know, we have as much, you know, kind of a full and fair discussion of it. And I don't think it's fair to kind of, you know, lock the door and throw away the key on this one with Mike absent. We may end up doing exactly that same thing with Mike present. I just prefer to do it structurally or procedurally.
Sure.
Kind of, you know, if somebody is an interested party on a particular thing, to let them
talk
through it. Generally it is true. We are, you know, if it's done, it's done.
Okay.
But we are trying to refine things, and if there is new information, just, you know, as we talk to the technical experts, we realize that we need to look at the top level and second level in relation to each other, and not merely, you know, in rules at each level. So, you know, that's a refinement. And if there were a refinement here, you know, to some extent it's like, you know, opening up, I hate to make a lawyer, since I know, you know, I'm a lawyer and not everybody is, which is a wonderful thing. But, you know, like, you can get a conviction overturned if there's new evidence, but not merely because somebody could make a better argument about the existing evidence.
Not even if there isn't.
Okay, so
it's a similar thing. So I think that, and we've already talked 2 ASCII letters and numbers, which is any combination at the second level of number, letter, number, number, letter, letter, number, letter, letter, number.
So we're done with that.
Yeah. So I think that brings us kind of to an understanding of what is really pretty much done and what has some at least technical study attached to it. So we're done.
Well, actually, we're not done.
No, I know we're not done.
Shouldn't we actually, so we've talked about the chart.
Yeah.
We've talked about and the reason I'm pushing this is, you may not have seen an email from Chuck, but Chuck is reminding all of us that we don't actually have until May the 10th to get the work done.
Right.
And that we need several days lead time. I had actually thought, from my conversation with Chuck, that on the 1st, when I'm going to be chairing for Chuck, that we are going to be reviewing and discussing subgroup reports in final form, subject to questions and input from the broader working group. So looking at that, you know, I'm kind of concerned about our timeline. And I wanted, before you got on, I asked the question of, you know, where do we think we are on our timeline, recognizing we really can't just delegate all of our work to Patrick. We need to do further work ourselves. What work do we need to do? We've got the assignment you gave to Mike to take the rough draft that I did, enhance it, fix it, send it to you for you to put it into a more appropriate format, right?
Correct.
We've got...
And that's on the technical experts.
We've got
non-IDN.
Right. We've got Alistair and Mike developing further questions, some of which we've brainstormed, some of which are in my draft document. What else needs to be drafted? And then we've got the question of on the IDN stuff, that's probably next week's work, right?
Yeah.
No, well, you're going to get it tomorrow.
Sorry. I meant talking about it.
Yeah. So you have the rest of the week to review it, and then we can talk about it again early next week. In the meantime, I think we need to, where we can make edits to the recommendation sections,
right,
we should do that.
Right, right, right.
And I guess the question there is whether we want to try within this group to assign certain sections to certain people so that they could, because we can't just have everyone editing every section. We could put this all up on a wiki and have everybody edit it, but that would be difficult at best.
Sure. So, Greg, why don't you pick a page and call out, and let's just talk about what, for instance, you're thinking about in terms of, you know, I'm actually looking at page 8, which is single ASCII characters, letters at the top level, where there's a recommendation, a rationale, expert consultation, and references. And so that might be an example of where, you know, we've had an extensive conversation, we've taken technical consultation. This is one that's ripe for editing because of the discussion about the suggestion that we call for a study. Right?
Correct.
So are you, it might be best since, now you don't have any clients who are interested in single letters at the top level, right, according to your issue statement?
I do not.
So
I am complete agnostic on this.
So maybe you would want to take some of those where other parties, myself included, have an interest.
I would be happy to do so. So
ICAS has a declared interest in a top level.
Yeah.
Did you want to go through these?
Well, let's go through this quickly. Time is, I need to wrap this up at 5:30.
Yeah, I think
my time, 5:12.
But if you want to make drafting assignments, people could draft and come back in, you know, in the next 2 or 3 days.
Yes. Next, so let's move to recommendation 4, single ASCII letters and numbers at the second level.
Oh, right. So one's done. One's assigned. Two's assigned. Three just got assigned to you. Sorry, I got it. I'm on your page now.
Right. So recommendation 4, which is on page 10, single ASCII letters and numbers at the second level. There's obviously quite a bit written already, and we'd be looking for someone non-interested to edit this.
Well, I think that there needs to be more work on this, too, though, because we haven't talked about allocation methods. And I agree that I think somebody who doesn't have an interest ought to work on it, but I'd like to continue to enhance that work that isn't done, and people can then edit against it. Alistair, would you be willing to do that one?
I guess so, Marilyn. I thought allocation, we had decided last time that allocation was out of scope for this working group.
But it's not out of scope for the terms of reference. I wrote the terms of reference, and allocation is referenced, and it's also referenced here in our contingent upon the development of a suitable allocation framework. So somebody needs to put forward some ideas on how to establish allocation methods.
I guess there's a question, do we need to or do we merely need to say that there should be a suitable allocation framework?
Marilyn, can I add to this?
Yeah.
The before Lisbon debate that happened in the working group was, you know, we were pretty close to listing, I guess, 4 or 5 different allocation options that we could be considered.
Right.
And then several of the working group members expressed the objection that it wasn't to the working group to come up and suggest allocation methods, that should probably be done through the further work, not of this group, but maybe a group after this one. And there was a debate, and that's just to make it clear that there are opposing viewpoints on this point.
Yeah. I think we need to say something about how a suitable allocation framework gets developed. I'm not suggesting that we need to write and agree on a definitive one, but I think we need to say something since we point out that there needs to be a suitable allocation framework, and that the call for establishing that is actually in the statement of work, not that that we need to find it. But
then, Marilyn, don't we need to just call for an allocation framework to be developed? I would think that, you know, there are so many there are a variety of allocation frameworks that have been developed. And I would think it would be up to, so far it seems that it's been up to each TLD the UpTeach registry to develop and then have it approved by ICANN.
Actually, for just real quickly, for the most part, the allocation method, unless it is approved by ICANN, is first come, first serve.
Correct.
Can I just...
And then we get into Sunrise issues and the like, and then we get into, after that, premium names and other kind of, you know, fun auction and RFP methods and the like.
So right now, what the 3 says is, while it appears that single letters and numbers at the second level can be released, further examination of allocation options is needed. So I can submit a minority statement on that, and somebody else can edit it. Can you tell us what you mean by references? You mean just links that were consulted? Can somebody give us an example of what should go into references?
The references section, which is currently blank?
Yeah.
I think that is merely kind of the bibliography, if you will, for the section.
Okay. So did you actually volunteer for that, Alistair?
Or you were in the process of being volunteered for it, Alistair?
Yeah. Well, to me, I don't know whether I'm walking into a minefield by volunteering.
If there is one you would prefer to this one, that may be the time to say so, but I think no one will walk away without something to do. So.
I mean, I've always, I generally in the past have volunteered to do single letters at the top level. That's what I've generally preferred. But
well, if you... See, that's the one that I volunteered myself.
Oh, you volunteered. Okay, I can do this one. Sure.
Okay.
Okay, I'll put your initials next to this one then.
Single and two ASCII numbers at the top level. I certainly don't have an interest in that. I'll do any of the others that you want to that you want me to do.
Well, let's put your initials down next to this recommendation 5 for the moment.
Okay.
And then if people want to engage in horse trading, I have no objection to that, just as long as I take a 10% cut. Recommendation 6, 2 ASCII letter and number combinations at the top level. There's not much written here at all. I know. Aubrey, would you like to take a crack at this one?
Can I? So recommendation 5 is single, and so this is the number 1 and 11.
Well, this is really, this is digits only.
Right, and then 6 is the combination. I got it, sorry.
Yeah.
I got it.
We have more recommendations than we have people, so, I mean, it seems to me, to some extent, the recommendation 5 is simple because we're simpler.
5 is very simple, and I was hoping you hadn't noticed.
Yes, I noticed. It's very simple.
And you're running out of time, so you don't have time to debate it.
So perhaps we should do...
Are you trying to give me 2?
Yes, I am.
Well, wait a minute. Let's see if you actually have 2 to assign.
Well, recommendation 7 and 8 I see as done.
Right, exactly.
So if they're really pretty much done, then maybe we're out of those to be done.
I'm really not sticking my tongue out at my chairman on the, on the phone.
Would that we had video phones. So maybe that takes us to the end then in terms of assignments.
And so are you still giving Aubrey 6?
If Aubrey will consent. No, we said 6 is already done.
No, 7 and 8 are
7 and 8 are done. So 6 is still open for...
I don't have the file in front of me. I've been...
This is 2 ASCII letters at the top level. And since we can't give this to... maybe we shouldn't give it to Mike because he's got the minority statement in it.
No. Recommendation 6... is letter number combinations.
Oh, sorry.
A1, B3,
yeah, yeah.
Never mind. 2 ASCII letter, right. So this is ASCII letter number and combinations at the top level, which is a little confusing to write about it. Let's say somebody could clarify this one.
So Mike could do that one then. Right, because he hasn't expressed any view on that.
Right. Well, let me put his initials next to that one and inform him.
I'm trying to avoid volunteering for something. I've got my own group that I'm behind writing on at the moment.
I was just going to...
Right, since Aubrey is a chair of one and member of another, so we'll we'll give you a free ride this time, but you have to buy drinks.
Oh, I'll buy drinks, yeah.
So, Neil, it looks like...
We have Neil Blair.
It looks like the only thing that's needed on 7 and 8 is to try to flesh out the references and just do an edit. Is that?
Unless Neil would prefer to do 6.
No, actually, I see 7 and 8 as basically complete, unless there's anything else to do, but pretty much those two are done.
I think even the references there. Well, there are no references for 8. It goes over to the next page.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, I see. So they are done.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I was just looking at the reference and thinking, yes, I see now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it gives everybody something to do, except Avery, who has much to do elsewhere, and Neil, who will have to do something at some point.
I'm available.
Great. Well, you'll be in our bullpen.
Great.
Which probably means you'll end up closing.
Okay, so you want to do this by the end of the week, I would take.
Yes. I think given the abbreviated time frame, we should, you know, take our sections, edit them, use track changes so people can see the edits. And circulate them to the group.
And follow the format that Patrick's in.
Yes, keep everything in Patrick's format. Just lift your piece out and then edit it, and then it can be plunked back in.
Okay, the one question that I'm... So each of us, then, instead of Mike... So on the expert consultation, the materials that are available to us are the MP3, the transcript, and the summary notes that I did. Is that right?
Right.
Because we're not rewriting a single document on expert consultation. We're plugging in a relevant section, right?
I think that is the case. Actually, I'm going to... Neil, can I ask you to do recommendation 6 since you've been on the whole call and Mike is not here? I think it would just be a little bit smoother if we handle it that way.
I'll be happy to do so.
Thank you. And I'll put your initials then next to recommendation 6.
So we're actually not going to get a redraft from Alistair and Mike on the draft I did, are we? Because everybody's going to plug in the relevant information on their expert consultation.
Well, I guess we won't have a section, an overall section on consultation with experts. Or rather, there will be a section within each recommendation.
Well, you can, and the way that you'll see from the transcript, it's up to you, Greg, but you'll see from the transcript, there was a lot of floating back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't know if you...
Well, let's do this about that. Let's let the... There's enough, I think, to be done aside from the expert recommendation section that if we can let those who are going to buff up the expert recommendation section do so,
uh-huh,
and people work on the other sections of their piece, then can bring in the revised version of the expert section.
Uh-huh.
That way we'll kind of, I think, honor the process just a bit more.
That sounds fine. I just was, okay? So can we just schedule for next week? So
yes, we need to schedule for next week. And next week our all-hands, our working group call is that Tuesday, May 1st?
I
thought it's Thursday, May 3rd.
Okay.
It's Thursday, May 3rd. And that's the day I'm in the chair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Thursday, May 3rd? Okay, good.
And it's my intent to walk through the subgroup reports. According to my conversation with Chuck, it's my intent to walk through the subgroup reports with the full groups commenting and asking questions of the subgroups.
So we really need to be quite far along by then. So I think we just need to look at the earlier part of next week as to when we can all get together, and given that, you know, this is kind of 2-hour band in kind of the eastern mid-afternoon, or I should say eastern U.S. mid-afternoon, where we can do this. Let's just look at days that work.
Tuesday at the same time we started today's call, workable?
That doesn't work for me. I am fortunate that's when the Internet Committee of INTA will be meeting, and that's, of course, I'm part of that.
What about Monday?
Monday is good at this time. Either 3:30 EDT or 4:30 EDT time.
Alistair, does it matter to you?
That's fine to me.
I prefer the later one, I assume.
Where?
Either's fine.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to be in Europe? I've got a 2 to 4 government meeting on Monday that I have to be at.
So should we say 4:30 Monday?
I can do even 4:15, but 4:30 is great. But if you want to do 4:15 to get that extra, I can throw them out of my office.
Well, let's say 4:15 then.
Okay.
On Monday, and that is April 30th.
I'd actually probably prefer 4:30.
Okay,
then that's 4:30.
Yeah.
Monday, April 30th, 4:30 Eastern Daylight Time. I'm sorry to be a chauvinist Eastern Daylight Time. I should be worldly and go by UTC, but I
can't. 4:30 UTC.
And then we have the third is the actual full working group. And then we would have only one final you might want to go ahead and think about a one-hour follow-up to just tentatively, because on the 8th, I think Chuck is considering all the subgroups are done on by the 8th.
All right, what Chuck has said in his email regarding timing is, I will leave it to the subgroup to continue their work without my interference, but I do want to make one comment. It is important to realize that we really do not have until 10th of May to continue working. On 10th of May, the full working group will have to approve final recommendations, so several days of lead time should be allowed before then. I would suggest that subgroup reports should be completed, including final recommendations, not later than 8th of May at the latest, 8th of May being a Tuesday, 2 weeks from today. At the latest, but I am open to discussion on this. The key factor is the ability for the full working group to take final action on Thursday, 10th of May.
Yeah, but I really caution against. These are robust reports. And imagine you're going to have, how many subgroups are there?
Well, there are at least three that are fairly active.
So that means on the 10th.
Five altogether.
On the 10th of May, we're going to be reviewing three 25 to 30-page reports.
Correct.
Well, if we need to try to schedule a subgroup call on Wednesday the 2nd, or as bad as it is, Friday the 4th, we could do that, or even Monday the 7th.
I would think either Friday the 4th or Monday the 7th is better, only because we will have had the benefit of the Thursday full working group call.
Right. Yeah.
I could do Friday at the same time we did today. I could do Friday at...
Friday is Saturday morning for Alistair.
Yeah, I know it's bad.
Well, today's a public holiday for me, too. So.
Yeah.
Well, you get to enjoy your wonderful country, and I guess it comes with a few small downsides in relating to those of us in the less blessed parts of the world.
True.
If we have a lot of work to do, which I don't actually think we would. We have a lot of work to do, then we ought to meet on Friday. If we think we have debate and discussion to do, I would assume we could meet on the 7th.
Sorry, go ahead, please.
Oh, well, I was just thinking, isn't there something we should look at after our next call?
You're probably right.
Yes, so let's reserve.
Yeah.
You know, with the possibility of being meeting either on Monday or, sorry, Friday the 4th or Monday the 7th, you know, we will discuss that. You know, lock down one of those two times at our next call. And a lot of that depends really on what shape our report is in. So I think that, I hate to say it, but if we need more writing, I would want to have the meeting before the weekend to allow the weekend for writing.
Right.
I really need to jump off now, so...
and I do, too. I'm about to join another call, so...
And Greg, you're just going to give Mike an email or something about the time?
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, thank you all, and I will we will see each other on the next full call.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.